sipped out yesterday. We did not do the Mishnah Berurah yet. So the Mishnah Berurah said Katan Chav Ches. So the topic of the sip is the halacha of what's called Chayz of a Neir. That even though if something was Nisar before Pesach and became Batal, does it reconstitute and become a problem during Pesach or not? So the first opinion said that it does not. The second one said that it does. So Chav Ches Katan Pesach Afilu Achar Sheish. This is true even if the mixture was took place after the sixth hour, as long as it's before the actual Pesach itself. Because the Yisur Mashu, like we saw before in Siv Beis, doesn't start until nightfall. Not you lose an Yisur Chometz from 6 hours, but the din of Mashu only starts at nighttime. So it got mixed up before Pesach. It's not Chayz of a Neir, less of a Mashu. Okay. Maisa. There's a story. Shirim says, Chala Achas Shalbotzek, Besech HaSal, Shayonosim HaMatzis, Afuyes, Beitziyosim in a Tanner. There was one piece of dough who found its way into the basket where you take the matzahs out of the oven and you place them into. So this container, which you're getting your hot matzahs out of the oven, there is a piece of chometz like a dough in there. Vehiriku hasal, and they poured out all the items from the sal. Or they emptied it better. They emptied it out. We're not sure anymore which matzah was the matzah which was touched. Or matzah or matzos were the ones which touched this dough, chametzik dough. Uposko apayskim, tichad betrei botol kim and shehoi yirat terubas kadam ha-pesach. The din of bitul b'roiv is bitul b'roiv. So majority is 2-1 is a majority. So it's bitul b'roiv. Maybe just go off and hand a little bit, explain when you apply bitul b'roiv, when you need b'shishim. You need bitul b'shishim. So there are two different issues which we're grappling with when we talk about bitul. One is the actual items. One is flavor. So we're dealing with the item itself. The item, the sheer bitul for the items itself is chad b'shrei. One of the issues, two of heter, it's a majority of heter, so it's bitul b'roiv. So the item becomes batal. So it means that at the raisa level, like a person, if there was three pieces of meat, two of them were kosher beef, one of them was beef which wasn't shefted properly, so it's iser. They all look exactly the same. You can't tell which one is which. So there's a taruvis, it's a mixture. So the loch is, midrash, you could eat all three of them. Mirabanan, there is a halacha that there's you can't eat all three at the one time, because if you eat all three at one time, you're definitely eating iser. Whereas if you eat them one at a time, the Rosh says, so you eat the first one, came for the majority. Second one, came for the majority. Third one, you say, well, the majority, the trefa one's ready, you eat it already, so this is the kosher one. Right? So if you don't eat all three of the basachas, you're okay. The Rashba says one person should not eat all three. That's all the Rabbanan. When do you need shishim? Shishim is when there's a question of flavors. So if an iser item got mixed in with heter, and it's a liquid, so there's flavor involved, or they could cook together. So there's a dissemination of flavor. So the moral learns out from a pasuk that the flavor of the item is also just as much as the item itself. So even though the item itself would be batal because it's not nicker, and there's a majority of it, or if you remove that, you recognize the item and you remove it, but the flavor is still there. So the assumption normally is that if there's 60 times heter greater than the iser, any flavor of the iser would no longer be would not be able to be tasted. So there's no problem with flavor. And there are some exceptions. Something which is called milsa davida latama, something which is made for flavor, so then it's not batal b'shishim. So chad b'shrei addresses the item, and shishim addresses the flavor. Midaraisa, you would only need shishim by what's called min b'she'eno mino, two different items. I can't discuss flavor if I have three pieces of beef, two which are kosher, one is nevela. I can't discuss an issue of flavor because the meat, the beef doesn't put any flavor into beef. It's the same flavor. You can, I can taste the flavor of the beef. I mean, that's, you know, when I'm eating piece A, I'm tasting the flavor from piece B. That's not true. I mean, you can't taste anything. But if it's a min m'she'en or min, so then the flavor of the non-kosher meat went into the stew that I was mixed in. It went into the water, went into the potatoes, it went into the other things which are there. So min raisa, shishim is only relevant to min b'shein min, right? Chazal were masakein that shishim applies even to min b'minah. Gzeira, if you don't need shishim by min b'minah, your person will assume it doesn't apply to min b'shein min either. Where they're there, it's min raisa. There is one more case where shishim becomes relevant is even though when you're dealing with the items, you say chad b'shei batel, but if it's something which potentially you might cook together, so as I said, we're not going to allow you to rely on chad b'shei batel, because if you then take the whole mixture and cook it, then you'll have a problem with shishim. So we don't want you, we're not going to matter up front, because then the guy just might leave the whole thing in the pot, cook it, and then he has a problem with, now there's a flavor being disseminated. So he hasn't cooked it yet together. So that is, it's not a threat. It shouldn't be a problem of time. But we're worried about what's going to be in the future. So now, in the matzahs, there's no flavor. The problem was, so some of the matzahs absorbed the chametz flavor. Let's say there's 20 matzahs. Two or three of them absorbed the chametz flavor. So the problem right now is I don't know which one's which. So now I have matzahs which are aser and matzahs which are mutter. So that's, there's no flavor being transferred from the matzahs of Isser to the matzahs of Heter. That's not the issue. The issue is, I have a matzah which absorbed chametz and it's also to eat, and matzahs which didn't, that are mutter to eat. I don't know which one's which. So you would say, roiv. That's a regular, simple case of chad b'shei batel. As long as there's a majority of the matzahs that you know are Heter, you're okay. But chad b'shei batel is only batel before Pesach. On Pesach, chametz is not batel even b'mashahu. So, if this mixture, this thing happened on Pesach, a chometz de matzah got mixed in with 1,000 Pesach de matzahs, you couldn't not eat any of them. Well, it's clearly a bittul, it's ratio of 1 to 1,000. Well, it doesn't help you. But before Pesach, it's bittul 1 and 2, and then if you hold not because of an ear, so comes Pesach. You know, it's the same thing as was. It's mutter. Okay, now he takes a step weiter. Umotr lechamim hamatzis bePesach came to lek elatama baham. You can then heat them up on Pesach, because each one I assume is the heter one. And but well, maybe when I heat it up, the flavor of the chametz which is there is going to get disseminated. So the answer is, we saw before already yesterday that when it comes to flavor, we don't say chayzer v'nir. So I'm worried about this new flavor generating a new problem of iser on Pesach because we don't say chayzer v'nir. It doesn't flavor alone when the din of chayzer v'nir that the even though it's built before Pesach is if I have items of iser and items of heter. I say, well, the heter is greater than the iser, and it's mevatalit, but the maaser, there's items of iser there. So comes Pesach, you say, oh, chayzer v'nir. The chometz which is there is chayzer v'nir. If you hold no, you don't. You say, no, it's bottle. So first opinion says it's bottle. Second opinion says, well, what do you mean? There's some chometz sitting there screaming, don't eat me. So you can't ignore it. That's chayzer v'nir. But if all, I don't have the item of chometz, I just have the flavor, you don't say chayzer v'nir on the flavor. So even if you heat up the matzahs, worst comes to worst, you're moving the flavor of the chametz somewhere in the matzah, and that's a problem. If you know for sure that this matzah touched the dough, so you have to take off. Now, how much does it absorb? There's no liquid. If items are sitting in a liquid, a pot full of liquid, and Isser falls in, we say the Isser disseminates throughout the pot, through all the liquid. The liquid moves it throughout the liquid, into all the foodstuffs which are there, etc. So that means it's possible bittul, including everything there. It also means the opposite, that the whole item becomes usur when there's a liquid as a medium. But over here, the case was dough touching, hot matzah touching dough. There was no liquid as a medium. It was just the hot matzah touching a piece of dough. Dough doesn't have, there's water absorbed in the dough, but it basically functions like a solid or a semi-solid.
What is it when you remove like a finger's breadth?
Right, so that's what we're going to get to.
Because I thought that was with liquid too.
So the case of that is when you have two solids touching and they're hot, so how much flavor will transfer? So over here he says, kol matzahs, they need it, so you can klipa. V'sheni bitul lisa yudu. But the matzah need over here is called klipa. Klipa is taking off the top layer. Now we did mention before a case if you would have a situation something was as fatty, the fattiness allows the flavor of the trant to then move throughout the item. It helps it move because of the fattiness, the grease and the oil, etc., helps it move. But it's something like matzah and a dough, there's nothing fatty over there, so then the flavor stays on the outer layer and that's it. So that's the first opinion. V'yesh chalkim lamed, and says that it is chazer v'nir. Now, according to that opinion, that you say chazer v'nir, so mashik sabli v'sib beis, the bota b'shishim, we said in Erev Pesach, after chatzos, it's bota b'shishim. But when a Pesach comes, it's not going to be bota anymore, because it's chazer v'nir, it reawakens. Because shishim is not sufficient on Pesach. So what's the relevant that we say the person has an item of chametz got mixed in with the pesach of foods, and erev pesach is bota b'shishim? What's in the geyah? The answer is you're going to have to say tzarech la'ochel kadam pesach. He needed it before pesach, but he can't eat it on pesach because it's chazer v'nir, according to the second opinion. Or he said before that there's no din of chazer v'nir when you're just dealing with flavor. So if all there was flavor, not the actual item itself, so then it's batel b'shishim before Pesach. And then when Pesach comes, it remains batel. If you're dealing with something more than flavor, you're dealing with the actual item itself, then you, according to the second opinion, you would say chazer v'nir. And so you would have a potential problem. So you'd have to eat it before Pesach. So the Moa came along and said somewhat of a pshara. He said the following: even if you went and reheated it on Pesach, so there's a new act of diffusing flavor. Say no, whatever flavor it absorbed, it was already bottled, and it's mutter. There's no issur over here that could generate a problem of flavor. We're only makel, and the rule was of a lach balach, a liquid to a liquid. Again, sheker sheni's arv b'yain. Okay, gavna. So we say that mixture is very. Effective mixture. They totally mix it together with each other. So then we said there's no item of the Isser still left intact. So there's no din of chazer v'nir. Bekema gam kemikri lach balach. So Zakta Mishabura, and this is a din in Yeridaya, that we deal with flour. Since flour, you have a case of flour over here, flour of chometzik of flour and pesach of flour. And then you got mixed before Pesach, so it's bottle. So what's the shear for that? He says that's the chazer v'nir in Pesach. So the Rambam said, well, it depends if it's lach or it's yovesh. Well, how do you deal with flour? Flour is yovesh, it's dry, it's not wet. He said, but we deal with flour as if it's a lach balach, it's a liquid to a liquid. Because the difference between a lach balach and a yovesh and yovesh is not just the amount of moisture, is the amount of how much would they say the flavor is diffused amongst the heter. Whereas by lach balach, the flavor diffuses equally through everything else, and there's no item. You say, well, this is, there's a concentration of Isra over here, and there's an item of Isra over here. There's no item, just whatever's there just diffuses through everything else. Yavish or Yavish, the Isra remains intact. It's just all this Yavish things around it which allow you to say, but the Baroi, but there's an item there. Oh, then I can argue Chazav and Nir, that the sleeping giant wakes up when it comes Pesach and says, I'm here and I'm Osir. So we're going to deal with lach belach, with kemach bekemach, flower to flower, because it diffuses so nicely when you mix it in. It spreads out, you know, it's such a fine type of consistency, so it allows it to spread very evenly. So we deal with kemach bekemach with the current of lach belach. Which would mean, according to this argument, that we're makel by lach balach, so we'd be makel in a situation, we don't think chazav v'nir is in a situation where chomus tikka flour got mixed in the pesach tikka flour, if there's a shir bitl, so a shir bitl would be bottom for Pesach, and once it's bottom for Pesach, it's not chazav v'nir in Pesach. Now, Mishnah Berurah doesn't discuss what is the shir bitl. There is, what's the question? Is the shir bitl chad, majority chad betray type of a shir bitl? As long as there's more pesach flour than chametz flour, you're good. Which mitcharmi to rice should be true. On the other hand, imagine on Pesach he decides to take this flour and cook it or bake it. So now it's not just a question of the item; it's a question of there's a diffusion of tam, of flavor from the chametz to the matzah.
You said
Tom
doesn't close
a veneer
on Pesach. Is that what you said?
No. So now I'm dealing with, well, once it's bottle before Pesach, and all there is Tom, you don't say close a veneer. But here's a situation where before Pesach, I got mixed. That's the only case where there was Tom already mixed before Pesach. It's not chazav v'nir, but I'm raising a question where you say, okay, you have your mixture of the flours together. So really, the miraisa, the real shear should be the majority of heter flour over the iser flour is bottle beroiv. This is great. Now he takes the whole flour thing and he dumps it into the mixture and makes it matzah and pesach. So now it's not just the question of chabetrei, but they're cooking together, the flavor of the chametz is being transferred to the flavor of the matzah and pesach. That's a whole different ballgame. Alright? So, we're going to tell you that. So, I should argue that at that point in time, the shear of Bittel is going to be a problem. So, even though it's built for Pesach, what do you do with it on Pesach? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't address it. It just says it's lach balach. And. Therefore, we're makel, no din of chazav v'nir. Yeah, but I'm the kolam zim tafnu gimel ois yudzayim Mishnah Berurah. See what the Mishnah Berurah says later on. Kosa achrenim, the dover shehu lach, belach, a situation of a liquid to a liquid. Feel loy noida hatarubis ad a Pesach. Kam kam rinin the Kranis batal. So, now he's introducing a new thought over here. When's the moment of bittel? At first glance, the logical time, the moment of bittel, is when you mix the two things together. But there are countless cases in Yeridea which we don't deal with it that, like that. The moment of bittel, when it's, let's say it was biyad akum, is not in bittel. So it's biyad liyad yisrael, that's when the bittel applies. Even though regards to the item is sitting in the same amount of the Isra is sitting in the same amount of heter, nothing changed. So it's bottles. Bottles means just faith into oblivion. What should make the difference? You know, there's all this big heter around us screaming, and the little Isra is, and you can't even hear it because it drowns it out. What's enough gemina, right? All right, we don't say that. We say that the moment of bittel is when it's boiled the yad the Yisrael. And bittel is relevant for him, that's the moment of bittel. Furthermore, there are cases, and you're there, where we say that the moment of bittel is not until he knows about it. because that's when he's aware that there's issur here, and he says, now at that point in time, he relies on the process of bittul to be matir. The case where it was loy noida, it wasn't known, so there was no bittul yet. So now, what about a case over here where it mixes before Pesach? It was not noida till Pesach. If it wasn't bittul beforehand, on Pesach, not kari bittul, because it's also be mashu. He says over here that the Achronim say that even in the case of lach balach, which makes that situation filled with loynada, it was out of Pesach, gam can remain in the Achronim's part. The fact that it was loynada, it wasn't known that the mixture until Pesach doesn't take away the din bit. Pasha, what he's saying like this: lach balach needs shishim. So lach lach needs shishim. The shishim means that you've totally nullified the reality of the flavor. So there's no flavor there. So what are you worried about? That's a metzias. Chabetrei, you haven't eradicated the item. There's a special hetel Torah which is effective, which allows you to use this item. That hetel Torah takes effect when it takes effect. So when the person realizes it has the teruah, says, "Oh, no problem. It's but to baroy." That's the moment when it takes effect. But he's not aware of teruah. It's just, well, it's bottle. It's not. What is bittul? There's a reality that the item is there, but there's a heter that you could eat it. The heter is only relevant once I realize that there's this, and I ask a question. So the moment of bittul is the moment of noida teruah. By lach balach, it's a different issue. So they said, well, the issue over here is not just the item, but it's the flavor. The flavor is mixed, disseminated, etc. Yeah, but there's shishim. So shishim is the fact that there's no flavor there anymore. The flavor is gone. Well, there's no din bittul. There's nothing there. By having a ratio of greater than 1 to 60, you are saying that the flavor becomes so minimal that I'm allowed to ignore it. It's just not really there. So good, so that's a fact. So that's why lach balach, there isn't, the moment of noida terubis wouldn't be relevant for this halacha. Lama Gimel. Then he says, by Yavish, which is Nisarev, Kanan Pesach, Bein Nisarev, Chometz Bech Matzah, Chad Betray, whether we're talking about a scenario of Chometz and Matzah, which is 1 to 2, or Nisarev, Beshishim, Beyosah, or even if the mixture is 60 times greater. Chazal said there's no dinner over there. Armin, the Ramos says we're going to say Chaz Benir BePesach Mishum the Chametz Ban because the Ma'aseh there's an item of Chametz in there. So there's a lot around it, but there's an item of Chametz. Item of Chametz you can't ignore it on Pesach. Whereas by the case of Lach Bilach, it's disseminated so it's diffused so equally. There's no item of Chametz there. All there is flavor. Okay, in Sarach LaOklo Kana BePesach. So only Eitz is eaten before Pesach according to this. So that's the Ramos. So the Ramos makes this Shora, between the two, that we're going to say by lach belach, we're going to say that it's not chazer v'nir. By yavish or yavish, we're going to say it is chazer v'nir. Okay, then he says, ketzot of yavish and he's arev. Let me get and. So we say we told you by Yavesh we're worried about Chazav and Nir. Yavesh and Yisar of Kanan Pesach, Yavesh and Yisar of the middle of the piece over here. Armin and Chazav and Nir, but Pesach, Mishum and Chametz Ben. That's where we're at. Kesar Loch, Kanan Pesach, and Yavesh and Yisar of Kanan Pesach. Hoya Chad betray. Furthermore, so we say it's Chazav and Nir, you can't eat it on Pesach. Okay, now you can't eat it on Pesach. So also aflahashes mirabonin. This din rabonin, you can't mirabonin. You can eat it. But the mirabonin, the Chazal did not allow you to rely on bittul in this scenario. They also said that this means we deal with the chametz as if it's banned. What's banned? There's a problem of isur of keeping chametz. Lahashes means to maintain it. You can't maintain your these chametz over Pesach. Mirabonin. Okay. Now, Zuck the Mishabura. So it was a scenario. There was a Dabra Yavish and Nisarev. So what's the problem? The actual item of Isser is intact, and existent in there. So there's an item in there which is clearly Isser. We can't see it, but it's an item which is definitely, a better word, it's definitely Isser. So you can't ignore that fact. You say it's Chazer Neir and Pesach. But if there was Shishim, so then the solution is like this. We're not allowed to invite Isser Chachilu. But once something becomes heter, there's no Isser of being Mevatel Isser Chachilu. Right? So a scenario where there was Shishim by Yavish for Yavish. So now I say, listen, why don't you just go cook it now? Well, cook it, you mean Mevatel Isser? Not Mevatel Isser, it's also the Bittel is there. We're just, what are we accomplishing? We're accomplishing that you can cook it sometimes to the point that the Isser, the flour of the Isser, whatever it is, slowly disintegrates and gets absorbed into the food. So once it's nimuach, so then we say, oh, there's the item of intact over here. We say, no, that's like the case of lach balach, that the flavor now spreads out through everything around it, and it becomes like it's not existent anymore, only is issue of flavor, and then you have shisha. And then it's both before Pesach, you eat it on Pesach. Now, v'yesh kamar chanim the summer the af yavash v'yavash v'minim the chazav v'neir, that even the loch that we say v'yavash, we say chazav v'neir, chanim the ramah, en ela im kein ye'efe o yavash o yisom v'pesach. That loch of chazav v'neir is only if you do a new act of heating it on Pesach. Does chazav chomets and listen tam bashar, avolechol kach shori. Even the pshat holds chazav v'neir, it's not the pshat is, there's a bit before Pesach. All of a sudden, Pesach said, you know, whatever happened now is irrelevant. That's not true. Whatever happened is relevant. Right now, it's both. It's both. You'll eat it. The problem is, if he goes and cooks it on Pesach, and actually the flavor is in there, the flavor now disseminates on Pesach, so you had there's a new part of the equation. The flavor is being cooked together. The flavor is being generated now on Pesach. And when would you mevatel that flavor? So that's when you say there's a problem of Chazav v'neir. That's one case where you would say that now in Pesach there's this new flavor over here which never was bottled. And it can't be built on Pesach, it's too big. Because even Masha was usher. Okay.
Says the lechol kachshari. That's talking about if you did. That's going back to the point you made it before Pesach.
Made it before Pesach. It was bought. It was yavesh. It was yavesh, but there was. I lost my train of thought.
You cooked it and it got disintegrated. That's going back to that case. That's the avo.
It's a case where Yavish Yavish, which you say Chazaneir, they're saying a kula. They said this is a law of the way Yavish Yavish. We say it's Chazaneir. It doesn't mean some of the mixture stays. Nothing you mix it before Pesach and it's bottle, and a Pesach just sits there, does nothing, and becomes oster. That's not what it means. It means a person will go now cook it on Pesach. A person will now go cook it. The average case of a Chazaneir problem, if the Shita holds Chazaneir. It's not limited dafka to yavish v'yavish. He holds him malach malach. So in his world of chazav v'neir, so Mishnah Berurah said before, so the person cooks it once, so it puts all the flavor out of the iser into the heter, then he cooks it a second time, new flavor comes out. And that flavor is not on Pesach, it's not going to be bottled. So now we're taking that idea that was a case where you had actual food, a cooked food mixed together. He said it's bottled before, but over here we're dealing with a case where it wasn't cooked beforehand. It was just mixed flour together. Not mixed flour, yavish to yavish. It was two salads getting one of Isser, one of chametz and one of matzah, or non-chametz, which got mixed together, and now we don't know. What's what? So the Mechaber said you say Chazav v'neir. So these Mechaber said that's only true if you cook it on Pesach. So now we're saying, oh, what do you mean it's bottled already? But there's a new thing, there's a new element, there's time here, and that time was never bottled. Right? But in case you're just sitting there, like, what happened now in Pesach? Well, before it's Baltel, now it's not Baltel. Like, that's not fair. So that's this big kula that he said. So that was the case. The Mechaber was a case where bread fell into wine. Even though he removed, actually took the bread away, it's still also to drink the wine in Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah Lama Dalet. He removed it before Pesach. Still, it's also a Pesach. Because even if you removed it before Pesach, where then there was a shear bittel, so you said, well, look, the shear bittel I had, the item I removed. So why is it chazer menir? Or we say, well, not, so it's still we're going to say that it's, the bread leaves a problem in the wine. Also, Pesach, Hanel Yishtoy say, Abu Mutzah V'Hanom, Koshken, the Mutzah L'Kayim, Rekim, and Shurach, Hashash Baum. They did not answer you for maintaining the item, because maybe there's a problem over here. That would not make the Choshes for. But the eating it, you can't take a chance. So what are we worried about? It's also in Pesach. So, because we're worried, Chashin and Shem and Nishav Pirurim, maybe some crumbs remain over there, and crumbs, so it's not a situation of a lach balach, where there's nothing attacked, there's crumbs there. And the crumbs are Isser. Can't eat them. So Zot Mishav, Chashin and Shem, we're worried about the crumbs. So he explains. Let's learn. The Mishum Hatam Sheesh Bayayin, the flavor that the bread put into the wine, Aynei pas shenisher b'secher, because the bread which was soaked in it, l'hayayisim, that wouldn't be a problem. That tam karnis batel b'shishim karnim apesach. The actual amount of flavor is not many times the b'shishim of other items to overpower it, and that took place before Pesach. V'erachazunir, that doesn't reawaken. So what are we worried about over here? This is the Thomas Baltel, so what are we worried about? We're worried about, maybe, the Ramos says it's going to be a problem. That's what we're worried about. Rata Chashin and Shema Nishiru Oz Pirurin Beis and Atila. We're worried about when the person Beis and Atila. Why Beis and Atila? When you take the bread out, which fell in, you might have left some crumbs behind. Yeah. Now we're going to say kulos at the Mishnah Berurah. So he had bread fell into wine, and we took out the bread. We're afraid maybe there's a few crumbs left behind. So we're going to ask you to drink that wine. Come to the Kohen and say, you know, well, you have a solution. You can filter it. Be misan. Misan is to sift it. So you have a solution of sinanoi to be misan in it. So he says it a double negative. We're only machmer in a case where they weren't. They didn't measure. They didn't sift. Before Pesach, or sieve it out.
Put it through a sieve.
Put it through, thank you.
So this is all chashinon that there's purin. No one sees any purin. I mean, it's irrelevant if you look at it and you don't see anything.
Well, we're going to see later on the discussion, or we'll put the question for it.
Even if you don't see it, it's not there, right?
We would assume as such, but we discussed this 2 days ago, I think. Rishon Zalman says, Chometz is also a Pesach b'mashu. So the case we're dealing with over here, I mentioned this last night, the case we're dealing with over here is bread got mixed into wine. So a big vat of wine, and some bread fell in. There's definitely a vast majority of wine over the bread. But the problem is we're afraid there's some crumbs there. Crumbs now comes on Pesach. If you hold chazim in the year, those crumbs which are bottled before Pesach now are problematic. If you hold any chazim in the year, you don't have a problem. But if you hold chazim in the year, which what we do, we're saying the Rambam is saying that in such a scenario we would be concerned, and we would say chazim in the year because of the crumbs. Because that was his rule basically, that when you're dealing with an item which is lach balach, and the issue isn't an item of Isser, it's the flavor, you know, or it's definitely disseminated equally throughout everything, it's totally phenomenal, it's a very good mixture, then as we say, it's balter remains balter. But by yavish for yavish, we don't say that. In the case of a yavish into a lach, but the problem is, again, the logic is because some of the item of Isser is in there. So Shlomo Zalman, a few people speak about this. So somebody goes through a boat ride on the Yama Kinneret, and his sandwich just falls over the side. So now there's a sandwich on the Kinneret. So it's mashu with asr. So this body of water now has a mashu of chametz and it's asr. So Shlomo Zalman says, mashu also has a shear. Mashu means whatever it is. Even whatever it is, it means a certain size. It's not whatever it is. The point being in his size, which will be visible to us. You know, this crumb is so small, you're not going to see it disseminated amongst all of the waters of the. I mean, truthfully, very possible that this bread disintegrated into small molecules, which are now floating along the waves all over the Kinneret, but who cares? What we saw yesterday, or 2 days ago, that there was a discussion of whether you say Pesach Recha Milsa here or not. And he said, the Shidim told you say Recha Milsa by Pesach. One of the ways to explain it is because Pesach is even also B'mashahu. And the Reich is a form of B'mashahu. Now, if you go scientifically, if that's to be understood scientifically, which doesn't not necessarily has to be like that, as much as you understand that scientifically, the relationship between the molecule which breaks off of the food and goes into the air, becomes airborne, and creates the flavor in my nose. Now that molecule lands on Isser, says, oh, it's Isser, but it's a mashu. I don't care, it's also a mashu. You can't see the thing. You know, so the relationship of one molecule of chametz landing on my chicken and one crumb in Kinneret is probably about the same size. You know, molecules are very small. So they were masber based on mashu. Rosh Hashanah was saying that we don't say that over there. That's not true. So there are other hasberim over there. It's more chomer, whatever is the reason why we're more machmer, not because of it's mashu. Anyway, so the Rakhardim said we're not going to ask for this thing in a case where they were masanin it when they sieved it out, that they strained it out. Now, v'afshav Pesach sino, even if the sino took place on Pesach, loy mahani, if they would do that on Pesach, it would be too late. The shavar neso ayinei perurin take a betchilas Pesach, because the nightfall of Pesach, so before Pesach fell in, it was batel b'shisha. There comes nighttime, and says, oh, she's not enough. So now the Isser is going to be mashu, and then you're resanning it. Well, too late, it already became Isser. She knows no time, because it put flavor into the wine, and that's a problem. So, if you strained it out, it's mutter before Pesach. If you strain it before Pesach, it's mutter even on Pesach. After Nishma Eislais, even if it sat soaking in there for 24 hours. So normally the assumption is when something is sitting soaking, covers is kamavoshal. So it's like you cooked it together. So now it's not just that you have crumbs in there, the crumbs have flavored the wine. So Mishmur says, yeah, I'm only being, so how can we matter? The terrorist is the case of the Rishisha. So now in the case of the shishim, we say, okay, shishim, great. So it's like soaking is like cooking. So he's cooked this little piece of chomet together with this big pot of wine and it's bottle, because it's more shishim. So So in that situation, even though it's sat there for long, our issue isn't the flavor, because there's shishim, the issue is the actual item, and that the solution for that is straining. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'dafka b'yayin shuhut solo u'mistanin ayirei masanenas shenekaveh dakin mo'ed." Wine is thin, very clear. Solo means clear, actually. And you can straighten it out with it, but very, very fine sieve. You can strain out any chametz is there. Shef the puri pass laver derech shama. They won't go through. Avlim nofel hapas b'mei devash. It goes into med, which a thicker shpamim heim ovim is thick. Veno oirel b'senedus shen kabel einam dakim kach. To strain it, you're going to use a strainer with larger holes. Shen shama yaver gam peruin derech shama. So maybe the peruin will go through. So straining won't help in that situation.